Nigga been counting me up, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag.
Verbose.xyz tonight. We are rocking and rolling. I am Miles Lowrode. Tonight on the horn, as usual, we got Crafter, a.k.a. Black Magic Mike, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot. Welcome.
My Dick Run Hot.
My Dick Run Hot. That's what happens when it's, like, huge, bro. It becomes this nuclear reactor.
You can use it as a heating source before freezing to death.
Fucking A, but I feel like that's the way to save the world. It's like a cock push-up, you feel me?
Cock heat. Cock heat will save everyone. Fuck you, Igor.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, it's another Wednesday. It's five Wednesdays. Number five. Big number five.
Yeah. 5.0, which is, it's not even comparable to my Bitcoin wallet, for sure. I don't think I have five of anything. Maybe somewhere tucked away. fucking dude, like, vagina,
that is a thing,
that is a thing that exists around us, and it drives us crazy. It drives me crazy. Oh shit. So yeah, bro.
Yeah,
can we do this again? Last week was cool. We talked about things.
Yeah, I barely remember that even happening.
Yeah, same actually. And the one before that, same. And the one before that, same. But I'll tell you something. DDR, bro, is amazing. Albuquerque, New Mexico, turns out that they haven't had a fucking machine here. Legitimately, I want to say in the past, what is it? 7 years. We're in 2019, right? So 7 years ago would be 2012.
Maths. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, I was talking. I met this fucking kid 2 days ago on day three of DDR, and fucking he was like all about it, like. He was like kids that I'd met at arcades at Universal Studios in Florida before, like super into it, like doing doubles, like practicing shit, like with a bunch of people wearing sweats and like nice tennies and shit. Like literally tonight was the coalescence of meeting fucking random DDR strangers. But again, I feel like you and I have talked about this before, and maybe you don't experience this in a way that I have because I've traveled a lot, but like, Albuquerque is behind in technology fucking like 10 years.
What? And using DDR as the example?
Yes. Yes. This kid's no. Telling me that, like, you know, when he was a kid, there was a DDR cart here, or cabinet here, and it kind of disappeared from the scene for like 7 years. And then he, like, and then like round one came around, and finally there's a machine in Albuquerque. So it's like this reemergent scene. It's like, I fucking played DDR, you know, 5 days ago, randomly, because it's there, and don't think anything of it, because every time I see a DDR in an arcade, I can't help but play it.
And now you're part of an underground cult in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of Asian kids that play DDR?
I'm on the fringes of it, and I don't think it's Asian. I think it's more like
Blazing.
Super New Mexican. It's like super New Mexican.
Weebs, though, right? Weeaboos, for sure.
I would be more like they look Asian, but I couldn't say that they're weebs. I would say that they're more into the game for the skill of it. Yeah, they bring towels with them and like have nice tennies and shit, you know? It's like old school fucking DDR faggots. Can you say faggot on, Twitch?
No, you definitely can't.
Oh, sorry, Twitch.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. It's not like you're gonna catch us anyways.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day you will. Maybe one day you will. but we'll... definitely not anytime soon.
Yeah, you're gonna get us Alex Jones for sure.
I feel that's the case, but it'll only be eventually. I think Alex Jones had a similar effect, right? Like, he started out kind of grassroots, if you will, you know, driving it around in a vehicle all crazy with a bull mic and spitting it out at the people in public.
What do you think you made know? Him do this?
Wow. You know, I haven't really thought about this question in a while because, for the most part,
I wasn't being too serious. I'm saying I bet it was DDR.
You're a bitch, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You think Alex Jones is about that DDR?
I mean, maybe he could be all about that DDR.
I just put something in my cup. Bum, 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 bum. Sorry, that fucking tune, it just hits me, dude. Shout out to J. Cole. I'm so glad that you hate Xanax. Fuck Xanax. I'm going to throw that out there right now. To all the peeps. Fuck Xanax. No? You don't agree with me?
I mean, some people are prescribed it legitimately for anxiety, and that's pretty good.
Is it, though?
Maybe. I mean, you know, I'd rather be all, like, half asleep than, like, always anxious.
But wouldn't there be other ways to deal with anxiousness other than Xanax?
Maybe. But, you know, different strokes for different folks and all.
Have you ever felt anxious?
No.
So it's easy for you to say, like, just take a pill. No.
Yeah, just fuck you. It's cool.
Take a pill, bitch. Yeah,
maybe fuck you. Maybe there's something wrong with you. You should take one of those pills.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I've taken Xanax before. I think I was like 20 I was probably 20. Huh?
Did you take a half a Xan?
Slept through the flight, not for the night.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I think I took a whole Xan, and it's been so long. Like, literally, I think I was 18. I'm sorry, not 18, like 19 or 20 at the time. Like, fucked up. I guess not fucked up. It'd be more like, first go around at it. And Xanax was definitely very early on the scene then. But I remember this bitch, she was dating this dude he was like short, like blonde bearded dude with like kind of a bald head. And he fucking had a Killer Bees tattoo. And I thought the dude was cool, but whatever. Like, she fucking gave me a Xan. I can't remember how we did it. But we both did. And then she wanted to convince me that she could make me roll as if I were on ecstasy. And I had never experienced ecstasy at that point in my life, so I had no basis for it. But she, like, was rubbing my shoulders and shit or whatever and, like, trying to get me to roll. And I had no concept of it past, like, people portraying that from high school and shit. But it wasn't really even a thought to me. And then I ended up titty-fucking this bitch and, like, coming all over her face. And I remember being on Xanax and being like, I have no qualms about this. Fuck everyone, fuck the world. Like, super young, like, fucking, I don't give a shit about anything. I'm gonna come on this bitch's face right now and titty fuck this bitch. Like, never done that sort of thing in my life. Just like, let's do this.
I mean, and I don't think any, like, listeners, if there was listeners, would see any negatives in the story you're telling right now.
Well, again, I was super young, like 1920, fucking my, you know, broken up with my high school sweetheart, probably not even a year, maybe a year at this point, but experiencing drugs and like putting myself out there and then ending up in this weird fucking hillbilly pill area in a very new drug. Thank God I never got on the Ambient kick because I know people who have abused that as well. But, you know, like, going from why my pee-pee big to fucking titty fucking a bitch and coming on her face is like, that's a big step. so like, you after fucking so like I remember the next day and being like, she was like deuces after that. She took the fucking face load and was out, right? And then I remember being in a car like months and months later, like being in a car with her and her man, and I wasn't even thinking about it, right? Like, fucking, she's in the front seat, I'm in the back, her man's driving. He gets out of the car for something. As soon as he fucking gets out of the car, this bitch turns to me and is like, hey, remember that time you fucked my tits on my face? I'm like, fucking, my eyes are popping out at this point. I'm like, what? And she's all like, that was awesome. And then she turns back in her chair, dude gets back in the car, and like the whole, you know, fucking car ride back, I'm like half fucking chub, fucking crying out the side of my eyes, laughing, fucking crying. Oh my god, dude. The lifestyle. The lifestyle.
Wow. So Xanax, you heard it here first, is good. It's good for everyone.
No, fuck Xanax. It makes you make really poor choices in your life. It does. I'm not promoting. That wasn't a Xan promotion. Yeah. And getting back to that, I really respect like J. Cole and I don't know 21 Savage, but he lets J. Cole on his track. Definitely Juice. Shout out to Juicy J too. Fucking all right, I'm a little bit, you know, slow to the scene, but finally listening to that meme song Ultimate by Denzel Curry. I'm obsessed right now. I'm obsessed with Denzel Curry. But Juicy J's track in there talking about like smoking trees like a hippie and not, you know, but not taking Xan. Like, that's powerful, dude. In a world where 13-year-old girls on a daily are told to take Xan by the most influential fucking music that's pumped out by the Illuminati. It's refreshing to hear other really good rappers be like, fuck Xanax. Weed and liquor. That's it. Those were the days. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
You're right. No.
You're right.
No.
No.
It's all a disaster. It's all a disaster.
So you're not going to left me off. Fucking J. Cole is just a drop in the bucket past the, you know, pharmaceutical gravy train that ensues.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's a positive thing to not glorify that. But it's also weird to still make a message about it, but negative, you know? Like, you're still profiting off of it, just negatively. Like how Macklemore sometimes called out for, you know, for like profiting off the idea of rehab, you know, like.
Interesting. Or like how Jussie Smollett put a noose around his neck and then fucking ran around gallivanting with Nigerians who then ensued to like parkour professional wrestling, rough him up in front of a camera that wasn't even looking. Like that.
Yeah. Do you think they like told them that
that's alleged, by the way. I don't know if that actually happened. I've only heard hearsay.
But he had no choice, man. He had no choice. His career was in danger. Fuck, I get that's ridiculous. Bro, that's ridiculous. Bro.
I mean, if you're fighting off two Nigerians, I would be scared too, dude.
What, fighting them off from scamming you and fucking making you send them Bitcoin?
Got him. Yeah. The Bitcoin is real, my dude.
Bitcoin's real.
Bitcoin is real. And it's funny how people deny its power. But then it's also funny how people influence it with the littlest of words. Just like, blood out!
Blood out.
Here we go. Blood out. Yeah. Fucking, oh my god. But yeah, Jussie Smollett, dude. Very interesting case. What horrifies me is, like, most anything politically, right, that someone bitches about, both sides do it. Most everything. Like, oh, fucking, the Jews is a conspiracy, and that's a right-wing thing because such and such affiliates and blah, blah, blah. No, you could look at the left and see a lot of Jewish, even Hillary Clinton's side. Like, oh, fucking the border security, that's totally a right-leaning side. No, Bernie Sanders even is about border security and keeping jobs in America. It's like bipartisan, and you know, blurs the lines, you know, completely. But when it comes to open borders, okay, they're actually, yeah, okay, you touched on one that
and
hits both sides.
And I'm going to add to it. I'm going to even add to that. Open borders, because we should just invade Mexico and make it part of America. So therefore, they don't need to leave, or they can leave. It's all up to them. It's all America. Great. Let's take it. Manifest destiny.
Between America and Mexico?
All the way to South America. We should own everything all the way to the fucking Panama Canal. It should all be America.
Huh. I don't know. I think that people should be able to keep their culture. But, again, think that there's...
You can keep your culture in America. They can celebrate whatever they want. They can have whatever language they want. Still just keep doing the same thing, except, you know, it's American now.
And, I guess that's true.
They elect their own officials of their own areas. They go to Congress. It's awesome.
I guess that's true, because, like,
it's cool.
If you look at, like, diversity even amongst neighborhoods, you know, you see it even there. So I agree with you. But so,
let's welcome them all. Let's welcome all Mexicans into our great country.
But stay physically
where they are.
But I could definitely argue that both sides would be about open borders on one way or another, if not even secretly, you know? Like, the left would want a voter base and people that would agree with them on socialistic levels. The right would want a slave class that could be controlled and brought into America and used for industry purposes and low wage rate.
Yeah. And I want freedom and freedom of choice and free market capitalism.
I'm about free market capitalism.
And more people in free market capitalism just means more products to sell, more products to create, and more jobs. More people, not a negative thing in real capitalism.
And, by the way, rich people, if you want to leave, by all means. You think we're retarded? You think we can't, like, take over that industry? You think we can't be a competitor or create 7 other competitors that are going to work with you? Fuck you. We already have your shit saved to our hard drives. You can go fuck yourself.
You think I won't drink Mr. Pibb instead of Dr. Pepper? You're fucking kidding me.
I will.
I'll drink the shit out of that Pibb.
I'm going to do it. Fucking that Dr. Thunder. Or that the physicist.
The whatever one. Whatever one. I'll drink it. I don't care. If they want to leave, so be it. Get the fuck
out. It's all the same flavors, my dude. 23 and me.
Like, we'll make a whole new class of rich people selling the same products you guys fucking abandoned. Whatever.
Huh. Feel that. Hey. Hollywood. Do you remember that in fucking San Andreas? Were you doing the dance shit?
No.
No? Okay. Did you do any of the dance?
Nah, man. You just ride around and you make a gang. And then you shoot the other gang. And then you get prostitutes, and then you murder them after you bang them. That's the whole game, right? There's two missions, right?
Right. It's ganging up.
Yeah, gang, and killing and banging prostitutes.
Exactly. And that's an independent thing. You don't do that with homies. Although, I wonder, we should fucking try that. Okay. Fucking getting a fucking gang of homies.
Gang rape a hoe.
Yes, dude. That needs to be a thing. If it's not actually a thing, what, big red nibba? It's about more like big smoke nibba. Anyways, fucking getting like a gang of fucking Grove Street in your car, fucking driving to a prostitute and then trying to pick one up.
Yeah, well, I bet one of them will get out just for her to get in. I bet.
Interesting.
Someone should pull this up and test this right now. Someone got San Andreas ready. Someone got San Andreas ready. Just do this.
Let's do this. I can probably pop up some San Andreas on the Xbox right now, but I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Yep.
Isn't that George Bush?
George Bush.
George Bush Sr.
Nuclear. This is nuclear.
Nuclear, bro. Oh, my God. Fucking, what do you think about nuclear energy?
It's great. It's the greatest invention humans ever created. They should make large, massive nuclear reactors in the middle of deserts, so if they melt down, it barely affects like living populations. And then we don't have to worry about oil or solar or fucking wind or any of that shit. We just got nuclear. It's fucking awesome.
What? Okay, let me play this clip for you because I think this will speak to you. I think this will speak to you. Hold up. Which one is it? I think it's this one. Here we go.
Wiped out whole settlements, people, infrastructure, killed almost 20,000 people. And then it damaged this nuclear plant at Fukushima, which was actually nothing to do with the design of the plant, but it was this stupid seawall wasn't high enough for the tsunami, and the backup generators were all located on low ground where they all flooded. And the plant melted down and released some radiation. And there was a panic that ensued. It turns out that the radiation released around Fukushima never exceeded the level that we all set for safety levels for medical or occupational exposure to radiation. And this brings up the question about radiation. Like, radiation is not in itself harmful. It's all a matter of dosing. Like, we walk around right now in a soup of radiation. The unit is called millisievert. We're walking around in about 3 millisieverts usually, but if you're up at altitude living in Denver, then it's 5 millisieverts. You work at the U.S. Capitol made out of granite, then it's a few millisieverts more because granite is a little bit radioactive. There are hot spots in the world where that levels up to 200 millisieverts. We set that occupational limit at 50. And nowhere outside of the plant in Fukushima was the level higher than 50. That means nobody got a dose high enough to really affect them. And yet, again, we crosswired in our mind with this true disaster. And all we hear about from Fukushima is the nuclear disaster. There was a disaster and there was a nuclear plant, but it wasn't a nuclear disaster. So it's extraordinarily safe over the long term. Now, another issue people are concerned about with nuclear power is the waste. What are we going to do with the waste? I hear this all the time. You know, it's too bad we can't stop the climate change, you know, from destroying the planet for your children and grandchildren, but after all, we have nothing to do with nuclear waste. And this argument is just a little bit way out of scale. Nuclear waste, I've told you how concentrated the fuel is. The waste is really small. So a big gigawatt nuclear plant will produce about 2 casks, dry casks of nuclear waste, which is what we do with it now. We put it in these casks, 18 feet high, cylinders, and we put it out back. And it sits out there, about 2 of those per year from the plant. Radiation is shielded by the concrete that it's in. I've stood right next to them with no protective gear or anything. They don't leak radiation. They're made out of concrete. Right? Sweden puts it in a big swimming pool. Radiation doesn't go through the water. Stand right next to it. And they sit out there, and that we've never really had a problem with them. Military nuclear waste is a different matter. They handle it in very sloppy way, and we have had problems with it. But I'm talking about the civilian plants, casks out back, haven't had a problem, good for at least a century. That's the century when we need to be decarbonizing and solving climate change. Then, in the long term, either we make new reactor designs, people are working on now, to burn that waste as fuel, or we bury it deep underground the way Finland is doing currently.
So, there you have it. That is Joshua Goldstein, C-SPAN 2. It's a book talk he's doing. Joshua
Goldstein.
But what do you think? What's your take on that? What do you think about the idea of civilian, you know, regional use of nuclear? Should everyone have this technology?
I mean, no. No. Not everyone. It's too dangerous. It's too easy to refine nuclear fuel into nuclear weapons, or using nuclear waste to create a dirty bomb. It can only be used in like the hands of responsible countries and countries that can handle security of, you know, such material.
Is Saudi Arabia a responsible country?
I would say anything but.
Whoa. You heard it here first, folks. Verbose.xyz. Maybe not here first. I feel like other people are talking about this. But it's few and far between. The interesting thing right now, and I'm going to play you another clip here in a minute, but the really interesting thing for me with this is that, man, like, I'm not anti-Trump. I think I am more now, you know, 2 years close to, you know, starting our third year of Trump. I think I'm more close to off the Trump train than I've ever been. And part of that is definitely deals in Saudi Arabia for nuclear technologies. But I don't think anyone in the mainstream is really talking about. I don't think anyone is really being reached on that level.
I think maybe it's just too terrifying of a concept to really think about. Like the fact that, you know, like the Trump administration is avoiding Congress to try to transfer nuclear technology to a, you know, a possible hostile country. I mean, yes, they're on paper they're our ally, but they've done nothing, you know, like to physically support us. They've only financially supported us, you know, and so I think it's dangerous. I mean, we do have military bases in country, so there is that. But I mean, how are we to know that their workers, you know, are not working with any kind of organization who would want to, you know, take nuclear waste or nuclear fuel and further refine that?
Are there any, you talk about dirty bomb, and this is kind of a foreign concept to me. I guess I just haven't researched it, but is there historical accounts of like using nuclear waste for a dirty bomb?
I don't know if there's any historical accounts, but it's definitely like a known worry that, you know, that just even like spreading that waste over a large area could get a lot of people sick and make a large portion of like a city like unlivable.
Oh, interesting. Even though being a little, it's definitely effective. What would be the implications of shooting that into space?
It would just float in space.
Yeah, word. Eventually it would touch the outer edges of fucking the Truman Show. It'd be fucking crazy. But yeah, so all this shit going on about, you know, in Saudi Arabia and talks about nuclear technology being passed. And like, all we can fucking talk about, all we can talk about is the wall. Like, that's the one talking point. Like, if anything Congress should have been involved in, that would be talks with Saudi Arabia and nuclear technology being passed on. But this is what was happening on C-SPAN instead. This was fucking like 3 days ago. No, this was yesterday.
Congressman Peters. 11. Congressman. 1. Vargas.
What?
I am not taking roll. And what I concluded, there is no crisis. The issue tomorrow will be whether there is a crisis of our constitutional adherence. Whether is there a crisis because there is a lack of conscience and courage among the members of the House of Representatives and subsequently the United States Senate to stand up for what the Founding Fathers want. They did not want King George. They'd had enough of King George telling them what to do. And so they created this extraordinary government. Separation. Where each had their responsibility. And the other could not tread on that responsibility. and authority. That's what tomorrow's vote is about. Not a wall, but the Constitution. The wall is an important issue, but the Constitution is a transcendent issue. And the issue will be whether or not the Congress of the United States will exercise the authority given to it under Article 1 of the Constitution, or whether it will abdicate its responsibility. I hope that every member of the Congress votes not for party, not for a president, but votes for a constitutional system that has preserved democracy for over two centuries. Because checks, balances that we talk so much about, and that tomorrow we will have the opportunity to commit ourselves, not just talk about it. So I pray members of the House will have the conscience and the courage to protect the greatest constitution the world has ever seen. The American people will be watching. And now I yield to my friend.
What does the fucking Constitution have to do with border security?
Well, the fact that they declared a national emergency, I guess, would.
Okay. What are some other national emergencies? And this will be the third, I think, Trump's...
Obama had a questionable one. He declared a national emergency because of cartels in Mexico. You know, like...
Oh, my God! Guess what? That's the same thing Trump is doing.
Yeah, but that was bullshit, too. That was bullshit, too.
But that was to smuggle guns in, wasn't it? Like, Fast and Furious shit?
Yeah, but, you know, like... Because of the increased violence near the border, you know, it's a national security.
Yeah, we created that one. Goddamn! Thank you for the history lesson. Actually, it's good to remember that shit is fabricated as well. The border shit, and all of the fucking gangs and fucking race relations and tons of drugs and violence—that's all filtered in by us. I mean, I guess I can't say just us, it's probably cooperation, but through Afghanistan and all these poppy fields, we definitely bring in the heroin.
Yep. I mean, like 98% of the world's heroin is produced there, so the only way America can have heroin is if it comes from there.
So. Interesting. No, I mean, it's not the only way, but it's probably the most prolific way.
I mean, to everyone, just probably on Afghani heroin.
Do you know D-Way? No, okay.
No.
I don't fucking know the way.
I think that clip really highlighted how long it took him to speak because of your voice activity. Like, it really emphasized his pauses. Like, it was like a word and then like blank space and then a word and then blank space. And like, you know, you could adjust your settings, but it really kind of like highlighted how long he was taking to fucking say a sentence. It was like, good God, dude. Can you say more than a word a fucking minute? Fuck
yeah.
God yeah, damn.
It is drawn out, and it's this labored speech about, like, the Constitution and things like that. And I'm like, okay, I mean, if you really want to dig, but if you want to talk, and this is my point, like, whatever. You're literally drawing at straws talking about border security as a constitutional issue. You're literally drawing at straws saying that this is declaring a national emergency for gang violence across the border is a bad thing. Like, you're literally drawing at straws. But what's going on behind the fucking magic curtain is a deal with Saudi Arabia and talks. And there's this picture. This is what blows my mind, too. Like, normally I don't get, like, crazy about shit like this. I guess I do, but normally it's for comedic purposes. This one's a little bit different for me. And I think, you know, for all you fucking, it's the Jews people out there, this is a big deal, because Trump is obviously doing the age-old fucking shit of playing both sides. Just remember that. It's not just the Jew.
It's also the Muslims.
Oh, wait. I should have put this one first, and I'm an asshole, but definitely the Christians, too. Fuck them.
The real secret leaders of the world are the Eskimo.
It's the Inuit and Athabascan. They use seal blubber to heat their environment.
Yep.
It's creating global warming slowly, and no one even knows it.
They have secret under-the-ice technology, kind of like Wakanda.
Dude, are you serious? Wakanda has a secret under-the-ice technology?
No, there's in the sun and the desert technology, but...
Like where you should put nuclear technology. I dig the idea within like a perfect world of nuclear technology. It is what we need. But when there's religious agendas behind everything, we can't become equal. We can't become one, you know, because it's always like fulfilling my prophecy. That's beautiful.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Fill that prophecy. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, before I fucking let this become a far and distant point, I just want to point out this Washington Post article. The Trump administration wants to sell nuclear technology to the Saudis without a nuclear agreement. That's alarming. But when you go... And what the most alarming thing to me about this picture is Trump in the center, Christian. And that's not the alarming part. It's just... Maybe it is. So Trump in the center, Christian. We got this dude from Saudi Arabia. He's the Saudi prince, Mohammed bin Salman. And then you got Jared Kushner on the right, the Jewish representative. Trump in the center. Fucking. We got Mohammed.
And this scares you?
It's interesting. Maybe scare is a strong word. No, it doesn't scare me.
So like world peace scares you?
Maybe a little bit.
Or do you think
maybe a little bit?
You think it's like a three-way backstab? Like the Muslims are gonna try to backstab the Jews. The Jews are really gonna backstab everyone. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Maybe not, dude. And maybe now that we're talking about this, maybe that's the spin that Washington Post goes into. Because if you actually read this article, it's more like talking about how nuclear technology is shared with many countries on a level of, like, diplomacy. And I think where you and I agree is that, like, okay, that's all fine and dandy, and you're pitching them on the idea of like nuclear power, but obviously this can be retrofit to a weapon, and you have to vet the people who you're giving this technology. But yeah. This article definitely like puts it more in the light of, you know, this is just, it would take effort to make weapons.
But I mean, then again, you know, like India and Pakistan both have nukes. And now just today, I mean, they were conducting airstrikes on each other. So
that's true.
I mean,
do you think that this will eventually descend into nuclear warfare?
Probably not. They seem to have only, you know, attacked military targets on both sides and not attacked civilians. So getting the whole outrage is going to be a little bit difficult.
That's a crazy concept, man. Like, you go back, World War II is just so fascinating in that way because it killed so many civilians. Like, take Russia, for example. They fucking dragged their whole shit, fucking burned a scorched earth policy backing up into some of the coldest winter in Russia to allow the tanks to freeze on Nazi side and fuck them up when they tried to fucking come in. Killing their own animals, taking off their own supply, like, fuck you guys. Like, whoa, you know? The civilian efforts, like... Fucking civilian casualties, even more importantly. But the idea of, I guess, fuck, what the fuck am I saying? You look at Afghanistan and shit, even especially on our side, like fucking people up because we have no value for human life. What was that bitch we were trying to talk about a few podcasts back? with the red hair, fucking the Middle East.
What?
Marine, I think.
Red hair, Middle East, bitch, what?
Yeah, that fucker that, he was a serial killer, but he was a military dude that fucked people up.
Oh yeah, I forgot his name, but yeah, that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. But that, yeah, huh.
That's like the same area of the world right there, though. It's all like, you know, like, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India border with China, Kashmir.
Hmm. India.
So, I mean, yeah, but back to, you know, nuclear weapons. I mean, they both have them. You know, and like, Pakistan is, you know, kind of like a terrorist harboring country. That's where they found Osama bin Laden. You know, that's where the Taliban was started and founded. I mean, that's an aggressive form of Islam. And, you know, they have nuclear weapons that they produce themselves. So, is Saudi Arabia scarier than them? I'm not quite sure.
Then don't you think that these countries are in collaboration?
Maybe. I mean, and then it comes to the concept, if Israel's okay with Saudi Arabia having nukes, you know, like, is that make it even better? Because, you know, because Israel could hit them with a nuke pretty quickly, you know?
Yeah, true. But Israel on the books does not have nukes, right?
Correct. They're the only country to not declare them to the UN.
How do we know that they have them? No, maybe.
Oh, leaks and from documents and stuff and some whistleblowers. And then they also conducted nuclear tests south of South America. Like in the ocean. Mm. So we know that they've, you know, at least had possession of nuclear bombs at times. But they estimate they have at least 120.
Dude, 120, you hear it here first. Holy shit. No, you've heard 120 all over the place.
Yeah. But America's estimated to have over 15,000.
How about Russia?
I think 7,000, 10,000.
So half of what the U.S. has.
Yep.
And it's all because of what we're able to mine?
Mine and produce and still keep a lot of processes secret that they don't know.
Huh. Keeping that processes secret. It's like, you know, craft. Can't share that fucking inside knowledge, bro, that tribal knowledge. Yeah. Then someone will take your job.
I mean, a lot of uranium comes from this area that we live in. You know, even the first nuclear bombs came from mines in Church Rock, New Mexico. So.
Yeah, which makes sense. And what's interesting in that talk we were listening to from Joshua Goldstein was that even granite has radioactive resonance, I guess you would say. It's just kind of a thing that happens within geothermal energy, I guess. Or molecular energy. Different substrates create radiations. I don't even know what you would call those, like halogens?
I don't know. I don't really want to go on Google.
Huh. So interesting. Then looking at this picture, I'm looking at this picture in a different light. Fucking, you got Mohammed bin Salman on the left. You got Donald Trump in the center and Jared Kushner on the right. Muslim, Christian, Jewish in that order.
And I mean, I was reading up on this case probably too much. And I mean, it looks like it's more like a money grab by like Trump and a couple old generals and some CEOs of some companies like GE and Toshiba. I mean, they're looking to make like $80 billion.
On this nuclear deal?
Yeah.
Whoa. Holy shit. No wonder the mainstream media's not talking about it, because everybody's pockets is going to get lined.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of documents and stuff and, like, whole bunch of signatures. It's this company that they created, like IE3 or I3E, I don't remember what it's called. But and they made it. It's like it never has a single government contract before, and all of a sudden they're landing government contracts to, you know, build nuclear reactors in Saudi Arabia.
Interesting.
And it just happens to be, you know, associated with Trump associates and some other old generals and some CEOs. And it's just a really, really weird, crooked deal. That, you know, it's weird they didn't go to Congress for it at all. You know, they tried to, and it seems like we were planning this since before the election.
Did you get this from that Kushner testimony today?
No.
Were you following that?
Yeah, I did watch a lot of that today.
What did you think?
It was.
Like, did he say anything significant?
It was pretty non-eventful. I mean, your favorite person in the world, AOC, asked a pretty direct question if, you know, Trump, you know, committed tax fraud, and Cohen responded yes. Like, Newsweek, like, is even running the headline, you know, AOC gets Kushner to admit Trump committed tax fraud.
Wow, you saw that shit live, bro?
So, that it's pretty interesting that AOC, of all people, you know, had, like, a direct, non-partisan question that was just informational.
And My dude, it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, okay?
AOC.
Get that shit straight. Fuck that AOC moniker.
The 47th president of the United States.
Let me tell you something, though.
Just wait till 2024.
Alexandria, if you're hearing this, like, for real, though, like, you go back to, like, you know, 30 more pounds on you with those jiggly tits and that nice ass with that nice smile and shit. Fucking, I'll come on your face all night, dude. I'm just saying. Fucking hit me up, okay? I'll never call you AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mwah. Love you. Just throwing that, just in case, you know, you never know. Oh, shit, what happened?
Oh, see, I'm even sharing the link so you can see this headline. You know what? I'm even going to share it with Dantos over here. Look in chat, everybody. There you go. That's the headline they're going with.
Shout out to Dantos the Mutilator, a.k.a. Big Ounce, a.k.a. My Dick, Why My PP Hard.
So, I mean, that was one of the crazier things to come out today. Also, like, hearing that, you know, Trump's previous lawyer before Michael Cohen is a convicted Russian mob associate, you know, like, convicted of working for the Russian mob. And that was who his lawyer was before Michael Cohen. And so, like, it was like another, you know, pseudo link to Russia, you know, that he does have a lot of, like, higher up Russian, you know, oligarch connections, but nothing concrete, nothing really. You know, there's no, like silver bullet that's going to destroy it on this case. But, I mean, it does show, like, it was just more like he is a corrupt businessman. You know, he does use, you know, legal things to try to wiggle out of things he's done. He did pay Stormy Daniels. He did pay Catherine McDougal. Both of these payments were made by Michael Cohen, you know, and then were reimbursed by Trump through, like, multiple checks. So, I mean, like, at least that's what the testimony says. I mean, I wasn't there. I can't confirm Michael Cohen's telling the truth, but that's what he said.
Now, is this an impeachable offense?
Probably not. I mean, it's like campaign finance law. It'd probably be like fines and not just fines for, like, it wouldn't be fines to Trump directly, but his campaign, the Trump campaign would be fines.
So much like Jussie Smollett, it hurts his public, the public opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Obama also, you know, committed campaign finance violations and was fined. I think the largest fine in history, like $100,000 or something like that.
Whoa! For what?
He didn't report over 2,000 donations or something like that. And so it was.
And do you? Go ahead.
So yeah,
so it was a violation.
Yeah, violation, and so he racked up massive fines. But, you know, it was the Obama campaign, not the current Obama administration or Obama himself. Right. You know, like.
And this was his first campaign or second?
I believe first.
Interesting. Very interesting. So could it be builder? go ahead.
Oh, so yeah, campaign finance violations aren't really like a big deal. It's not something someone goes to jail for. It's something someone's fined for.
Right, and typically a bunk state of emergency isn't something that Congress goes after you for.
True, and that's really not impeachable either. Like if he called the military to invade Mexico, possibly, but you know, he only wanted the military to secure the U.S. border. So I mean, I don't really know if you can get anything out of that.
That sounds like sovereignty to me, but.
The whole idea is just like it's bullshit because there's no real emergency there, you know. Like if you finish this wall next week or 2 years from now, who gives a shit, you know? Like it's about the same. It's about the same. Right. Like it's probably gonna take at least a year to build anyway, right?
Right. At least, I guess. I don't know. There's portions of the wall that are already built.
But like, I mean. It's just, it's still, like, I would say a massive project, right? Like, it's going to take hundreds of workers?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe 1,000 workers.
Yeah, and then, like, all the support for that, like, bringing porta-potties and, like, all those things for construction workers. Like, it's going to be, like, mm-hmm. This will be a lot of effort. And, like, these are probably all contract union guys. They are going to be paid a lot.
Think of the tech, too. Like, if you're in a border town like that and infrastructure blows up, and there's a bunch of people there with cell phones, obviously you're going to have to create some sort of like temporary, if not semi-permanent server or like antenna bandwidth.
5G. Right? 5G's coming.
5G. Will it cook your brain?
Probably.
5G cook your brain?
Maybe.
In what way? Like through aerial radiation or through... being able to get shit so fast to your phone, you're fucking, like, totally jerking off, like, 7 times a day.
And then they're tracking what you're jerking off to.
And then they just send you more shit to jerk off to constantly, yeah. And you can't stop.
Like, eventually, every screen is also a camera. Everything. 1984 comes into play, and here we go.
Here we go! Fucking, how about that Animal Farm?
Animal Farm. Yeah, that's communism.
Yeah, I mean, you could see that on the precipice. On the priapus. On the upper vascular hood of humanity. Of America.
Clitoris.
On the foreskin of the United States of America.
I have the important questions. What do you think AOC's clitoris looks like? Do you think it's large? Do you think it's small? I think she has a very large one, probably. Like, it's like a small dick. Like, a small boy child's dick.
Do you think so? I bet. You know what I think? I think that she has, like, the bruised, hangy top lip thing going.
Oh,
so it's,
dang.
Like, kind of, like, darker. But yeah. Then, like, once you kind of move it in towards, like, lip territory, it gets a little bit pink. But at first, it's, like, kind of black pussy looking. And then the edge of it kind of frill in. Bottom's neat. It's more like crow... It's like, you know, like the, what are those fucking roosters have? What are the fucking crown? What is that called?
Yeah, it's
kind of like that. You know, it's up top. It's more up top than up bottom. So she's hangy, but it's up
like
top.
It's like a little dangly thing, huh? A little dangly
yeah.
thing. See, I was
like
picturing
a
more like a good innie, just with a very large clit, you know?
No, I'm thinking more like,
but
her clit's pretty small. She probably more has you explore her asshole to find her G-spot, you know?
We're asking the important questions here. If anyone could please provide proof of any of these scenarios, we would be very grateful.
Yes. Can you either confirm nor deny the environmental and structural makeup of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's vagina? And vulva, we'd be very, very, grateful.
Asking the questions that matter here on Verbose.
Verbose.xyz. Verbose, verbosely. We're rocking and rolling tonight. You still having fun? We still good? Are we still good on time? You happy? Everyone happy?
I want to kill myself.
It sounds like we can continue then. Speaking of killing yourself, I have one last clip for you, and this feels like it pales in comparison to the other things we talked about tonight. But I want to throw it in there, one, because it's from RT, and I just want there to be record of the fact that I've looked at RT. I also, in the future, I'll definitely use Al Jazeera as well.
Jawohl, comrade.
Jawohl. Suka bryat! And I love Russia. If you're listening from Russia, fucking privyet, homies. Like, I don't think that... I don't believe in division. Maybe I believe in borders, but I don't believe in division of ideas and connection and camaraderie. Oh, there I said it. Maybe I am a Russian spy. Okay, so this last video comes from RT News, and I'll just let it play, and we'll get your opinion here, Crafter.
On to the collusion. Oh, God.
Thousands of people
have
been
lied
to.
Oh, it's so loud.
The companies worldwide, that they've all worked.
No, it's still so loud. Oh, my God. It's still pretty loud. Fuck it, though. Let's do this shit. I have no idea what's saying. I have no idea. It's just kind of like static noise. This is pretty good. It's like a techno beat. Boom, boom, doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. That's a shame because this shit is not that good. But basically, it's this guy at RT from America. Obviously, a leftist talking a lot about Monsanto.
Wow.
And using Roundup spray. I didn't watch it beforehand, but it went into some interesting things. The one interesting thing that I wanted to play for you on it is that he talked about, I'm sorry I'm not quoting the guy. If you really want to know, hit me up in comments or something eventually when you should. I don't know where you'll find this. Hit verbose.xyz. If you go there, one day, you'll definitely be able to watch it. But regardless, so this guy, like, talks about, marijuana and Monsanto buying genetics of certain plants to be able to genetically modify this marijuana and make it resistant to DDT, basically, or Roundup, for a mass production of it. So, I don't know, I feel like I kind of go the opposite route of other people. Like, if we're gonna go down the science rabbit hole, let's just fucking do it. There's no reason to beat around the bush. How far can we take it? But at the same time, when it comes to growing things, you have to do that in a controlled environment because of fucking pollen. You could change the whole landscape of the United States based on that, or the world, I guess.
Seems like we're having some audio issues, kind of. Like, you sound very staticky currently. Yeah, it's getting a lot of crackle. Technical difficulties.
Am I back?
Oh, wow, there you go.
Okay, fucking literally the plug is becoming unplugged. That's what was happening.
Yeah, there was a lot of feedback. I think that's why we couldn't get the clip either.
Oh, shit. Maybe I can go back to the clip then. Yeah, gay. Fucking,
yeah, that was like ear rape. That was like just total ear rape. Killed me inside.
It was just pops and clicks.
Yeah.
That's
thank God,
amazing.
Thank God it's over. Wow.
You heard it here first on verbose.xyz. Pops and clicks that make you want to kill yourself. All right, let me try this again and not fucking unplug it. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. Maybe hopefully it's not ear rapey. And here we go.
Dwayne Johnson, who's a real hero of the movement, is that there are thousands of people who've been lied to over the years. All of us, the government, the companies, all lied, and they all knew. They all knew about the dangers of glyphosate and Roundup before. And now it's coming out that Roundup even has arsenic in it, and it's just coming out now. And a researcher in France, Cerolini, has done some research on that and is putting it out there. And it's amazing. So we're being poisoned not only in the crops and the monocropping and the genetically engineered crops, but also they're using glyphosate here in New York City for cosmetic reasons to kill weeds. And why are they doing that? The reason, which people don't really know about, is that the New York City Parks Department laid off over 80% of the workers over the past 10 years. They used to work and weed by hand. And now, so they decided to do a chemical approach to replace the workers who used to weed by hand. So there's a labor dimension to this, as well as an economic dimension, as well as an environmental dimension, that cuts across all these different lines and categories.
That's really incredible.
And there's also in New York, we've been sprayed here in New York for since 1999. And we see that former Mayor Giuliani is now the advisor, the legal advisor to Trump. And it was Giuliani who poisoned the entire city through the help of the Office of Emergency Management, which later became the model for the Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. And so everything comes around.
It's interesting you brought up the 1999 spring, because I moved to New York City in the fall of 1999 and got out of a cab and had a truck roll past when they were trying to get rid of all the mosquitoes. And literally got sprayed in the face by this stuff, and I wasn't healthy. I had a cold for a year, and the city didn't.
That was Malafaion, and
I have to pause that for a second. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
This bitch literally is saying she got sprayed in the face with this shit. I'm just saying. RT News. This bitch saying she got sprayed in the face by fucking Roundup. All right, let's continue.
Exactly.
Being sprayed.
Yeah, and so it's always been this thing of we don't realize it till it's really bright in our face. Now, what made the campaign...
Right in our face? Say,
because as you said, you know, I got sprayed, New York City got sprayed with other stuff. There's been whole rounds of things being sprayed on us from one way or the other. But
Hold up. Did you catch that? Did you hear that?
What?
That bitch was like, we're all getting sprayed with all this shit. She's like, all of us are getting sprayed with shit.
Yeah.
She looked like she needs to get sprayed. Anyways, let's
go. Matantos, that's the real Illuminati shit right there.
For real.
Well, a lot of people came to learn about what was happening. The nurse union, an act role, and a lot of different people across political lines. That's what made it unique. Across right, left, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Greens, all these rank and file people who are up against the huge corporations, the pharmaceutical corporations like Monsanto. Now, just to let you know that Bayer bought Monsanto for $62 billion last year. And why did they do that? I'm trying to ask myself and everybody. Why? They have 9,000 lawsuits now against Monsanto for use of Roundup and people who have gotten sick. They're all starting to come up now in the courts. So why did Bayer take on these debts of Monsanto? Well, it turns out that marijuana is now about to be genetically engineered by Monsanto. They created a whole way of genetically engineering it to resist the sprays of the pesticides that they'll be spraying on it. So we're going to be, again, genetically engineered marijuana.
poisoned by the spray as well, and that's what's coming out. And now marijuana is suddenly passing in state after state, which is good.
Yeah.
A lot of us fought for that for years.
Yeah.
But there's another hidden agenda to it.
Now they gotta go after everything. You know, it's interesting when you look at these companies and the people that operate them, and one of the questions that it always nags at me is, you know, we know that a lot of this is greed. Most of it's greed. I'm making.
I can't listen to the. I'm sorry. I can't listen to the.
Good. Yeah.
The announcers. The talking heads fucking kill me. The guy on the show. It's interesting to hear his concepts, like him bringing actual facts. But then the spin shit. That's why I was talking shit about the bitch with glasses. I wish you could see her.
So really,
she got a big nose.
In this scenario of spraying weed plants, only California's got to worry because they grow outdoor. You know, everyone else grows indoor.
Okay, yeah, true. Absolutely. And indoor definitely leads way to being able to control genetics as well. Whereas outdoor, not so much, because the wind is going to pollinate. You know, and if there's a lot of crops going on, that shit's going to cross-pollinate. You know, it happens with cornfields. It happens with wheat. It happens with a lot of things. Corn being a really great example of that, you know. You're only seeing now corn strains... I guess within the past 10 years, corn strains changing in Mexico because of, or I guess Central America as well, because of tradition and people taking like what they eat and planting it into the ground, specifically Guatemalans. And it's changed corn strains in that area. Fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Monsanto the evil.
Yeah, you were saying Illuminati, huh?
Now Bayer, yeah. Illuminati is coming. Shout out to Alex
Jones. So, okay. Shout out to Alex Jones.
Bohemian Grove.
Fucking gay, the gay Israel.
Straight Palestine.
Bisexual Egypt. Fucking thank you for joining us tonight. If you're catching this later on, thank you as well. Check us out, verbose.xyz. We'll have conversations every Wednesday, but check out our website. Eventually, we'll get our shit together and get you a nice list of audio shits that you could just fucking flush down your mind. Tune in next week. Love you guys. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones and Joe Rogan as well, if you had him back on the show. Maybe I'm fucking crazy, but that's crazy shit if you're having round two with Alex Jones. Anyways, I'm just saying.
Yeah, go listen to that right now. Go watch it. Alex Jones,
ready, go.
Joe Rogan, now.
Round two. What up? Shout out to all them DDR freaks. Hell yeah.
Nice. Peace from Verbose. And later.